Hello, how are you doing? We're coming to the end of another week, and we're going to be in chapters 4, 5, and 6 of 1 Kings as Solomon is getting started on his reign. Chapter 4 is kind of interesting. It's a list of all the different people that he has in his administration. It's kind of like when he sets up his advisors and his leaders around the different areas. In verse 7, it's kind of interesting. He sets up 12 district governors. And what's their job? Their job is to get everything that he needs in order to eat for a month. So we have 12 guys that are going to provide him. And he had a lot of people in his employment. And so it was not an inexpensive thing. Remember, Samuel told the people when they wanted to appoint a king, he says he's going to take your strong men as soldiers, and he's going to take food from you, and he's going to cost you money in taxes. And anyway, this is just as Solomon's going through and setting up his administration, so to speak. Down in verse 18, you're going to see Shimei again. Now, I thought we just killed Shimei. If you look closely, this is a different Shimei. They're both Benjamites. The other Shimei was a Benjamite as well, but had a different father. So this is someone who is a friend of Solomon, not an enemy of his. So that's chapter 4. In chapter 5, Solomon is getting ready to build the temple. Now, you know, we knew that David wanted to build a temple, and God said, no, not going to let you do it. You're a man of blood. You've won all these battles, fought all these battles. I want someone else that doesn't have so much blood on his hands to be the one to actually build it. That's going to be your son, Solomon. And he says, I guarantee you that's going to work just fine. So Solomon, it talks in chapter 5 about the preparations that he's going through, and he's talking to the king of Tyre, where he's going to get cedar, and David's been stockpiling supplies. You read that in 2 Samuel. And so they're all ready. One interesting thing is look at towards the end of chapter 5 when Solomon talks about all the people that it's going to take to build this. How many stonemasons? I thought it was interesting how many foremen he's going to have. So anyway, all that's very, very good. And then in chapter 6, it says in the 480th year after the Israelites came out of Egypt, Solomon starts to build the temple. I don't know if you've noticed it, but if you're looking at the reading plan, I've got it broken out by years and you kind of have segments. I want to take just 30 seconds and remind you of a simple way to get an idea of where all these things fall into the timeline of history. Abraham is 2,000 years before Christ. David is roughly 1,000 years before Christ. I'm sorry, I skipped one. The Exodus from Egypt is roughly 1,500 years before Christ. David, the kings begin roughly 1,000 years before Christ. And by the time we get to the end of 2 Kings and the Babylonian captivity and then the return from captivity, that's all going to occur in around 500 BC. So you see, you can put big chunks, you can kind of keep an idea of where things are if you just remember Abraham, Exodus, King David, and then Babylonian captivity, and you'll get it into some perspective. 2000 BC, 1500 BC, 500 BC, 1000 BC and 500 BC. So anyway, that's where Solomon says in the 480th year after the Israelites had come out of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziv, the second month, he began to build the temple of the Lord. And then he goes on talking about all the different things that go into that temple. And it must have been one magnificent place. So enjoy the reading, and we will pick up again in a new week. In 1 Kings chapter 7, starting tomorrow. Have a good evening.